got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jess, in the next couple of months, I'm going to become a dad.
Yes.
For the first time. I'm very,
Daddy
very...
Bulge. It's your name.
I really don't.
Papa know. Bulge?
Tim, I would go by, or Dad.
Pappy?
Pappy. Okay, now you're speaking my language. But towards the end of July, early August, that's when my wife's due to give birth. My wife's name's Jess as well. And obviously, in the lead up to it, she's 34 weeks at the moment. Size, and I know you like this, on the app, Jess, that we have.
Yes.
It tracks the baby's size.
Where's she at now?
I believe it's a butternut squash pumpkin.
Oh.
Like one of those weird looking.
My word.
Yeah, it's getting big. And we know it's going to be a boy, so we're very excited.
Yep. Little Hugo.
That's not his name. You're really just implicating a lot onto my unborn child, and I need you to chill
Sorry,
out.
Sorry, Pappy.
But thank you. But actually, I think I'm doing the same to my unborn son. I've already kind of made decisions on his behalf. And what I was hoping for is if some parents are listening, if they can give me some advice, because I kind of have two non-negotiables for my future, whether it's
already putting the pressure on.
Yeah, I know.
He's just a butternut squash pumpkin, Tim.
I know.
Let the boy live.
So I've recently discovered, I found on an old hard drive of mine, the first couple of seasons of the original Pokemon
Great.
Cartoon show.
Stunning.
So I've been re-watching them because they're like 20 minutes long and like you can just watch a handful of them. And yes, they're for kids from the 90s, but guess what I was? A kid from the 90s.
Right.
So
yep.
I'm re-enjoying it.
Forget Bluey.
Yeah, no.
Pokemon it is.
Absolutely. And I was saying to my wife this morning, I was like, our son will watch these Pokemon episodes.
Our son will catch
them
all.
He will be just like Ash Ketchum, and he will be a master trainer, and that's a non-negotiable. He will like Pokemon, and the other non-negotiable, I feel like you could pick this up a mile away.
Yeah. What He's got to go for Essendon.
He will go for Essendon. Yeah. It's a shame. And I know I came from a family where literally everyone in my family, all four of us, barracked for a different team because we had choice. Times have changed.
Too bad, so sad.
Too bad, so sad indeed. But on 5223295, can I force my unborn child to watch Pokemon and barrack for Essendon? Or have you got any tips and tricks of things that I can do as he gets older after he's born where it seems like he's made the choice to like Pokemon
right.
and the Essendon Football Club? But really, it's been by design the whole time.
And again, I'm currently childless, but from watching my friends who have kids and family members over the year, if you make it seem like the kids can't do something, chances are they're going to want to.
So
if you start watching Pokemon and little Hugoslavia crawls on into the room.
Not his name.
And you say, Hugoslavia, you can't watch Pokemon with me.
Yeah.
He's going to want to watch it more.
Right. You know, little baby, you cannot watch the greatest anime show of all time. Not in my house.
Not ever.
And then you want to watch Essendon tonight?
I don't think
so. Under no circumstances.
Hugo's going to be like, but please, puppy, please.
Reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Well, 5223295, because I know that this would happen in particular with sporting teams that you support as a family.
Yeah.
Because I have a childhood friend who his dad made his mum sign a contract to be like, now you barrack for Brisbane.
Wow.
And she had to leave Hawthorn and barrack for Brisbane like the rest of the family. So 5223295. Can I force my unborn child to like Pokemon and Essendon? I would love to know because it's really going to settle a few things between me and my wife. Michael from Cario has given us a call. Good afternoon, Michael. Give us your dad's stats. How many kids you got?
I've got two kids, two and four, two girls.
Okay.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael.
Mazel tov to you, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, it was there things when you were, before your kids were born, Michael, where you were like, oh, I really hope or I really want them to be into this certain thing, whatever it may be?
I'm a big Star Wars guy.
Great.
So I really wanted them. So I like bought like a handful of like little soft toys, like a little Yoda, little Darth Vader, like all these little ones, just, you know, imprint on them early.
Okay.
But the movies, the old movies particularly, are a bit of a hard slog because they're 50 years old and not heaps happens in a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So The Mandalorian came out with Baby Yoda.
Oh my God! Boom. Yes,
got an in.
Yep. The Baby Yoda won me over as well.
Okay.
Michael.
Well, yeah. That's a super specific piece of advice for one giant franchise. Because even I think you're right. Like even Jess, I remember when you said your fiance showed you the Star Wars movies, the originals.
Yeah.
Even as a 30-year-old, you struggled to attention on it.
I mean, I already had this is when I had COVID. He was like, "Let's do a Star Wars marathon." I was like, "I'm already trapped in the house.
Yeah.
Well, let's not make it worse."
Now, Michael, what have you got any advice for sporting teams and Pokemon? Like, how can I try and make my unborn child love Essendon and love Pokemon?
As far as Pokemon goes, I think that's not going to be too hard. A couple of soft toys, getting to latch onto something, and then basically I just told them once they latched onto one of them, Baby Yoda in my case, I just say, like, that's R2-D2. He's friends with Baby Yoda. And all of a sudden, she's down with that.
Right. Okay, so okay. We get a Pikachu toy.
Right.
Yep. Oh, you like Essendon?
Pikachu goes for Essendon. Okay, I like this. This could work. So it's a long, slow play. Is that right, Michael?
Oh, yeah. It's not going to happen first day. But I think as long as you're passionate and you watch a bit of footy, then I think they'll just want to hang out with you. They'll just want to be with you. So I don't think you're going to have too much trouble.
Also, if I know anything about kids, and I like to think I do, Tim, yeah. Bluey barracks for Essendon, I believe.
I can't believe it. And from what I understand, every single member of the Wiggles also barracks for Essendon.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I'm going to say it. I feel like Gwyneth Paltrow has gone too far.
You know what? I've everything that I've seen her do in the past, I thought, fine, play on. You want to release candles that smell like your hoo-ha?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You want to do? To be honest, that's the only one that sticks into my memory because it is a very bold product to sell. Like you know, normally celebrities are like, oh, here's the essence of me in a perfume or in a cologne, like David Beckham.
She went real Selena hard.
Selena Gomez, you know.
Yep, straight away, she's got a couple of candles in her Goop range.
I think the name doesn't help.
Yeah.
I feel like it needs to be something way more like petite or feminine, but sure.
The one that everyone always talks about is the candle that's called This Candle Smells Like My...
Yep.
Yep. And it turns out that Goop... and Gwyneth Paltrow tried to release another range under the same title.
Okay.
Can you think what Gwyneth Paltrow might have wanted to put the name, This Tastes Like My...
Your downstairs area.
Yep. Her kitty cat.
So it would have something to do... So it's a type of food, maybe?
It sure is, yeah.
Type of food that Gwyneth Paltrow would release. Is it vegan friendly?
I suppose it could be made
okay.
into vegan friendly.
Is it a type of dip? Like a hummus situation? A tzatziki?
No, it's not.
What is it?
So Gwyneth Paltrow tried to trademark This Tastes Like My Vagina
mm-hmm. yep, that's
for a range of chocolates and sweets.
Ah, chocolates. Yep. Okay.
Chocolate bars that she still is yet to get approved for. So
she's just made them.
Well, essentially, they apparently back in 2020, May of 2020, the Goop company tried to file for this...
The trademark.
Trademark okay. of this
for
chocolate bar.
For the chocolates.
And yet in June 2023, it is still yet to be approved. It's still under investigation. And now all of a sudden people have just found out about it and they're like... Oh my God.
It could be like a creepy guy working at the chocolate trademark factory and he's like, I'm going to need another bar of this. I'm just going to have to keep on eating it for me to try and figure out.
I don't even know if they've gotten to the point of making it yet or whether they've just tried to get the approval to like market it.
Mm.
So I think it's like, yeah, we'll get the marketing all sort of first. Then we'll figure out how to make the chocolate taste like Gwyneth Paltrow.
I mean, you've got to have some level of confidence to sell that. Because I have no part of my entire body, not my eyes, my lip. Maybe actually, if you could sell the essence of my ass. My curvaceous bottom, my rear end, because that's my best feature.
It'd be
by
like
far.
Pork rinds.
Yeah. All right. I was going to say more of like, you know, a liqueur.
Dump trucks.
Like a liqueur. It's like a. But yeah, pork rinds, sure. So. It is, you got to be impressed by the confidence of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
But it is a bold decision to make to sell chocolates that taste like your bits.
Like, I just, I kind of want to taste it. Not because, you know.
Hey, we're all curious. You know, sometimes when you go to university, you go, well, I like this chocolate. Well, I like that chocolate. So you got to have a few different chocolate bars before you realize. You might not even be a chocolate fan, and that's okay. Okay.
All right.
But I think, you know, at least you're talking about it. Where it's making it, because it's not a thing. So let's
not
make it
It's
not
a thing. It hasn't been launched, but it is still at the patent office. Yep. You just never know.
Proud of you, mate. I'm glad glad for you for getting that off your chest today.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
If you're a gym junkie, if you love going to yoga, Pilates, going for a run, exercising, this applies to you.
Yeah, a couple of gym junkies in the room right now.
Might as well call me Jeff. Jeff, Jimmy, Jim. Big muscly Jeff from the gym.
You could have said Jim. Yeah. Like, because your name.
Here we are.
You went with Jeff.
I haven't been in 3 months, Jess. Get off my back. But now you and your fiance like to go to the gym together.
Yes.
And I know around this time of year, normally your 3 or 4 times a week starts cascading down to a 1 or 2 times a week.
We're definitely at like a once a week kind of deal. And mainly because like we've gotten to the point where we're so codependent on one another that I'll be like, oh, I'll go to the gym. Oh, I'll just wait for Akshay. And then he'll do the same with me. And neither of us wants to go without the other person. Yeah.
Oh, man. I love my wife, but get away from me at the gym.
Right.
Because the thing is, I'll go and talk to her instead of doing
This is what ends up happening. We go to the gym. We're like, what are we going to do today? And we just end up playing basketball. That's
I mean, that's lovely in one way, but it kind of defeats the purpose. But now when you go to the gym, so do you wear like leggings and like a t-shirt or a singlet?
Yeah, usually I'm in like bike shorts.
Okay.
And just like a real baggy t-shirt.
Do you wash your gym clothes after you wear them?
Yes.
Like one wear, done.
Doesn't matter how much I've sweat. I'm a sweaty girl. So right.
With gym fabrics that are more breathable and like they carry it on?
Yeah, because gross. When you go to put it on again, if you go to put it on a second time, it's all, you can smell the sweat.
Apparently there is a no-wash revolution happening at the moment.
Gross.
Across the country, across the world, where people are saying, well, look, when you go to the gym, mostly already, because the people are exercising, working out, whatever it is, there's always going to be a natural pong of like that, of like exercise sweat. So not just like, oh, this place stinks. Do you know what I mean? Like it's got, like people are exercising there.
Yeah.
So there's people are waiting maybe 2 or 3 goes before they wash their gym clothes.
Grotty. Yuck.
Mate, that's
get
rich.
Alive.
That's rich. How often, you've talked about how little you wash the dresses you wear. You like wear it 5 times and you go, yeah, I might wash it actually. So, you know, there's different aspects
of different.
This.
That's different. I'm not gone for a run in my pretty sundress, am I?
I don't know. How many times are we sitting in the office and you sit there, we're in silence and you go, oh, Timmy, I stink.
Yeah, well, I'll put it in the wash after
that's
that.
That's the
won't
first
I?
Time. Yeah. Right. Well, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you wear your gym clothes twice without washing
No,
it?
You can't.
Because I don't count my gym shorts as clothing.
Are you joking?
I wash my gym shorts every couple of weeks.
Timothy Bolt.
They're shorts. They've got that section between my underwear and the shorts.
Think about how sweaty that area gets. And you are just...
Pan dry. Wouldn't see a lick of sweat on me. You got to work hard to work up a sweat, Jess.
Believe it.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Can you wear gym clothes twice? It's better for the environment. You're saving water. You're saving electricity. I think we need to get onto this no-wash revolution. I think you are living in the past, Jess.
Wow.
I think you just need to commit to it because it's not that bad. Everyone's at the gym. They're doing the thing. It's not meant to smell like lavenders, daisies, and sunshine.
This is why I wipe down my workspaces before and after I use them because of people you, Tim.
Yeah, no, of course you still do those things, but, you know, save the world. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Clearly, Jess and I are massive gym junkies, but if you actually go to the gym, we would love to hear from you on this. Can you wear your gym clothes more than once?
Scott in Geelong has given us a call on 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Scott, what do you think about this? Are you a big gym junkie yourself, mate?
Oh, look, I go a couple of times a week, but look, after each exercise, when you go there, you've got to make sure you wash your clothes. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse, even when you get in the car, after a big sweat session, you don't want to stink out your car either because then it lingers.
I don't know,
the last thing you want to do is be on the bench press trying to get that last rep up and then you get a whiff of someone's BO You end up gagging and dry reaching. Scott, there's nothing worse.
Scott, I am.
I dry reach every time I walk past Tim. It Scott. Is.
I haven't been to the gym in so long that it sounds like you're speaking another language to me. I don't understand about these big sweat sessions, you know, pushing the limits, you know, trying to go the extra mile. Not my language you're talking there. But, you know, just let it go that extra wash. You're saving water. You're saving electricity. Maybe just, ugh, I don't know, bring some nose plugs. How about that, Scott?
If you're running around the block, fair enough. If you're going for a run and it's just your running outfit, not at a gym where it's a confined space, I could understand a little bit. But when you go into a gym amongst others, they're all trying to do the right thing. They're all washing their clothes. Personal hygiene has got to meet a standard.
Thank you. See, Scott, this is Tim's an enigma of a man. Scott,
you're well too way spoken to be real.
What?
you're way too well spoken.
Sounds like I've put a plant on the phone.
Like, this is like Jess's brother or something. There's no way you're a real person because you're speaking well too eloquently right now.
Scott.
Cheers, guys.
Tim
appreciate
will
it.
Brush his teeth after every meal but refuses to wash his gym shorts.
Shorts are on another level. Oh, wait. No.
Scott. See you, Scott.
See you. I told you. He was fake. Fake Scott.
He wasn't fake.
I have no idea. Scott is not a real person. We accused him of being fake, and all of a sudden,
he disappears.
He bails.
Yeah. It's a conspiracy.
Now we need to find out who Scott is, though. I'm more curious.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Jess, we just cannot get rid of this bloke. Jack, you've come back into the studio to do Have You Been Paying Attention? But on the radio, how are you going? Good afternoon.
I'm going darn well.
Honestly, wow. Tim says we can't get rid of you, but thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, with Benny Rogers away, it is quite challenging. So let's jump straight into it.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Let's find out. All thanks to Swim, Sport and Leisure, Tim.
Yeah, gym, swim and group exercise. One membership. 6 locations, swim, sport and leisure. Get it done.
Yeah, we've got Jack from the Pretty Littles filling in for Betty Rogers this week, bringing us 3 news stories every single day and leaving out some key elements. You and I, Tim, it's our job to fill in the blanks.
Now, guys, I want to start with a bit of 360-degree feedback.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't think that you two respect the competitive element of this game enough.
We work more as a team in this game, I guess.
As long as one of us gets it. That's really
that's
all that matters.
That's a win for us.
It's a team sport for Jess and I.
Nuh-uh.
Okay.
You guys are against one another.
We'll cut that. Yeah.
And now I have a thing, a word that says score underlined.
Wow.
Wow.
J. Okay.
So now this is where buzzers, our names as buzzers are really going to come into play.
Bring it.
Yeah. Buzzers are going to be more fun today as well.
You're going down, Jess.
Yes. Oh, I can feel that.
Yeah.
Wowee. Hey, break it up, you two.
Sorry.
Names are not buzzers today. We're going to do the favourite band or artist as you were growing up.
Easy.
Know, who was it?
Yep.
Tim?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff. Jess?
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. All right, let's try those buzzers. Jess?
Bon Jovi.
Tim.
Hilary Duff.
Very good.
I love it when neither of us went with a short answer.
No. Let's start. Question one. You guys ready?
Yes, let's do
all
this.
All right. Brisbane.
Yes.
Hilary Duff.
What do you got?
They are the most safe place to live in a zombie apocalypse.
Not bad. Not bad, but not the answer I'm looking for. Jess, did you want to have a go? It's in your world.
I'm going to wait for more information.
Smart.
Please, Eddie.
Brisbane.
Oh, Brisbane.
Big
it.
Gig left out.
Oh, come on. Now I know. Hilary Duff. Hilary Duff.
Nah, Bon Jovi.
I'm going to have to go to Tim.
Is it that people are mad that Taylor Swift is not playing in Brisbane?
A bingo bango. It's a point to you, Jess.
Bingo,
you'll be
bango.
Kicking yourself what all
is
weekend.
This game becoming?
Jess, you will be, tomorrow morning when you wake up, you're going, oh, that was mine. And that's competition, guys. That's why we're here. All right. The questions keep on coming. Let's roll. All right, guys. Which billionaires are challenging themselves to a cage fight?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff.
Oh, yes.
Hilary. Oh.
Thank you.
No. You didn't let me finish.
Oh.
Too slow.
Tim, you're up. It's Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg. They want to have a cage fight.
Yeah. Who are you backing?
Zuckerberg every day
of
the week.
Well, we are going to be checking in with my beautiful fiancé, Akshay, because he's very much in this world.
He's our representative. He's
what, cage fighting or tech billionaires?
Both. So he's going to give us a lowdown on how the actual match will go if it goes ahead.
Yeah.
So
nice.
That's a little bit later in the show.
Oh, that's happening today?
Yes.
Today.
Far out, guys.
We're all just on the pulse, aren't
we? I know.
All right, guys, the final question for the day.
I can't win, so.
You can't win. No, no, no. Okay, who is putting their hand up to return to work 5 days after collapsing a lung?
Oh, Tim. I mean, Hillary Duff. Sorry. Buzzles are confusing. Is it Paddy Dangerfield?
Paddy Dangerfield, that is 3-0.
Danger, danger.
Already?
High voltage.
Yeah.
Mate, just relax, hey.
Well, like, he said, I'm pretty sure he said that he could have played, but then Chris Scott said don't.
Yeah, I think
just have a punctured lung, mate.
Yeah, fair enough.
I reckon my read on that is that he put his hand up knowing that they weren't going to pick him.
Yeah.
He still gets to look like an absolute
That's like when I called up Tim last week and I was sick and I was like, no worries, buddy, I'll be in there. And I sounded like crap. So he was like, don't come
voice
in.
Deeper voice than you, Jack. And she was trying to get in like, yeah, you know what? I reckon I can come in.
I look like the hero, but I had no intention of coming in.
It's a beautiful move and I encourage everyone to use it all weekend.
So really, I'm the winner here.
So it really changes the phrase living life in the danger zone. Not that it's dangerous, more just heroic than anything.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, that's danger. And that's 3-0. And Jess, I'm sorry. I hope this hurts because losing should hurt.
What is the game become?
You know what, Jack? Yeah. That's how we're going to end it.
Great. Jack, I really do appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much.
Even though you've hurt my feelings.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All thanks, guys. You're the best.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.